almost no day passes without street protest like this one in favor of Pakistan's military-run intelligence agency ISI in major urban centers. The country's top intelligence agency is no longer very secretive. Now billboards with a photograph of ISI chief are displayed in many areas. What led the ISI to go public through these protests is a failed assassination attempt on the life of prominent TV anchor Hamid Mir last month. Pakistan's largest and most popular news channel Jio blamed the ISI chief for being behind the attack.
The message is to tell the journalist community to hold your tongues. Don't speak loud, and there is no freedom of expression in this country. So this is a very loud and clear message to remain within certain boundaries which are framed by certain quarters, you know, by certain institutions.
Jio TV has carried out an unfair media trial of ISI chief and propagated what US and India has been blaming ISI. We can criticize our defense institutions only to correct them and not to destroy them.
Declaring political opponents and journalists as traitors and agents of Pakistan's enemies has turned out to be a trendy allegation that generally is not taken very serious outside the ranks and files of the military. Not long ago, blaming ISI for killing of journalists and many other incidents was largely limited to drawing room discussions. However, new policy of ISI to defend itself through protest and sponsored media program has made public aware of what was once discussed in indoor meetings. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.